This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Come in. Put the kettle on. Let's catch up. Over some Milo.
Hello, you are listening to Over Some Milo. I'm Sameo.
And I'm Emma.
And Krishna is out there getting that bag.
Good for her.
Yeah, good for her. So, I went to a party the other day. It was a 2000s party, and seeing everybody's outfits made me remember how much we genuinely just forget, like, in the last few years. Like, do you remember Loom Bands?
No.
Exactly. Do you not know what they are?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You don't know what Loom Bands are? Okay, come on, guys. They're like those little colored rubber bands that people...
Oh, they're like shaped ones.
No. Okay, those are animal bands.
Oh,
I remember
Loom
those.
Bands. Yes. I still have some somewhere.
Let me show you.
I've been using my elastics to do my hair sometimes.
Those are the tiny...
Yeah, I used to make bracelets
like
all the time.
This.
Yes, that's right.
I'm like... I completely forgot that Loom Bands existed, but when I remembered, gosh, that was the best 3 days of my life where I was just making Loom Band bracelets willy-nilly.
Yeah.
But there's so many things that we genuinely forget. Like, do you remember what was popular in, like, the 2020 era? Because that was our lockdown.
Oh, it's just all the TikTok stuff. That's all I remember.
Oh, yeah, that makes me sick to think about.
Yeah, me too.
Wait, what are your favorite TikTok trends now and before, like of all time, I'd say.
Oh, I have no idea. I don't. I mainly just see edits at the moment.
same.
Oh my god, I have no idea.
I now, you know how people are telling ChatGPT. By the way, I hate AI. I'm the biggest AI hater. You know how people are asking ChatGPT, like, sending ChatGPT a picture of themselves and being like, make a photo of this person pictured with, like, insert favorite celebrity, walking on the beach, smiling. And it's just like, that is, first of all, so parasocial and so weird. But second of all, think about back in the day when you used to have to edit yourself into the
That's
photo.
That's more fun, having to do it by hand and it turning out awful.
Exactly.
That's the joy of it.
That's a lost art. And you know how people are like, okay, I think AI is insane.
Mm-hmm.
I do think it's useful in some situations, but wow, mainstream access to AI needs to go. Because what do you mean you're giving a photo of, like, some random celebrity and yourself and being like, make an image of what their children would look like? Excuse me?
No.
Excuse me. Like, people think that's normal, but there actually has to be something unhinged up there in your brain.
Mm-hmm. It's like all of those, like celebrity fan bases that just get absolutely, like, basically enraged when their celebrity, like, idol, like, dates someone or gets married or something.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Do you hear about with, like, when Taylor Swift got engaged? And,
no.
Like, with the Gaylor subreddit?
No, I have no idea about
okay,
this.
Okay, so basically there's a subreddit, and it's, like, this conspiracy theory that Taylor Swift is secretly a lesbian.
Sure.
Sure. And it dates back to, like, 2014.
Oh, wow. People, like, have been collecting evidence.
Yes, and now that she's engaged, there's a half of them are like, this isn't real. Mm. Like, this is a publicity stunt.
This is a publicity stunt so that people don't know she's gay.
Exactly. And then the other half are having a mental breakdown, and they're like, maybe she is straight. It's shock, horror. Like, we live in an age where celebrities can openly be queer if they want to. Like, I don't think Taylor Swift would hide it. And also, she's the straightest woman I've ever seen, I fear.
Yeah, like, I'm so sorry, but that is white girl feminism.
That's a straight woman right there.
Yeah, that's a straight white woman if I have ever seen one.
Yeah.
But people are insane.
People are insane.
Like, I was talking to Krishna about this the other day, actually. I think we were talking about it on air. There's this F1 driver, not relevant who he is.
Oh, my God. Is it, was it? No, what? I've heard about this. Which one was it?
Lando Norris.
Yes.
Yes.
We were talking about this in classics.
Yeah, and his girlfriend, people don't like her because she's quote-unquote problematic, but every public figure has something problematic about them, mm-hmm. and people change, grow up, move on. Mm-hmm. She's not publicly problematic. Mm. She maybe said one racist thing like 20 years ago, and everyone's like, she hates brown people! That never happened.
Yeah.
People are reaching.
Yeah.
And they just hate her because of how much they like Lando. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, if you like Lando, you need to like his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Or like, if you like Lando, you need to be indifferent about his girlfriend, I guess.
Yeah. It's just
she's not relevant.
The pinnacle of parasocial behavior.
Exactly. Somebody went to hospital because they showed Lando kissing his girlfriend after he won, by the way, like mm-hmm. winning a Grand Prix. He went to kiss his girlfriend, as you might do.
Yeah.
And they were like, I had to go to hospital because I couldn't breathe. I couldn't believe he would do this. My little Lando. That's a grown man you're talking about.
That's an individual. Like, that's a person.
Yeah, like, okay, name three things. Name Lando Norris's favorite meal. Like, you can't because you're not in a relationship with him.
Mm-hmm.
People take it a little too far, I believe.
Yeah. We had a whole conversation about this in classics. Like, half the time, like, we start out doing work and then...
As you do.
And then someone says something and then there's no work for the rest of the lesson.
Because why would there be?
Because my teacher is always, like in it, you know?
Yeah.
Half the time she's like, hey, guys, did you hear about this? And then we just talk about something random for, like, the whole lesson.
I love teachers like that. They will do anything but teach.
Yeah. She does teach. She's a really great teacher.
Oh.
She's one of my favorites.
And she makes time to talk about the...
Random stuff.
The issues of today.
Yep.
What a great teacher.
Yeah, I love her.
Well, I've never met a teacher that can do both, unfortunately. It's either I'll tell you everything going on in the world and in my life, or I'll teach you. Pick one. Because you can't do both. But yeah, I think that AI, in terms of like celebrities and doctoring images, mm-hmm. needs to stop. It's too much. Nobody likes that.
Yeah.
Or I've seen in the F1 community, it's like somebody who deserves to, or I don't know, that person thinks that they deserve to,
mm-hmm.
win a World Drivers' Championship, and then they didn't win one. People are putting their image into ChatGPT and be like, show a photo of this person holding the 2024 World Drivers' Championship trophy with fireworks in the back. Like...
It's just fueling delusion.
Exactly. Like, I understand that you wanted that to happen, and I understand that it did not happen. But you cannot be out here, like, faking reality and, mm-hmm. like, making images of things that could happen but definitely, definitely, definitely did not. Like, that's harmful to your mental health and for anyone that sees that picture.
Mm-hmm.
People are insane. Put down the AI and pick up a pencil. Wow, that was a good one. Good on me for thinking of that. No, like, if you want to make these photos, I beg of you to learn Photoshop.
Yeah.
If you care about this person that much, learn the Adobe Suite and make the photo yourself. And maybe while you're watching a tutorial on how to mask images, you realize, maybe this isn't worth it. Maybe this is insane.
Yeah.
But hey, don't knock until you try it. But that's one of my personal...
Mm-hmm. Maybe, I agree.
Maybe not my favorite, but my least favorite social media trend right
now.
Oh,
yeah. Although I did see something like that I saw, but that was just really funny, was that it was one of those, like, couples trends of, like, you know, like a photo and then you swipe and it's... I don't know. I can't remember what the trend thing was, but it was, like, this girl and her man, like, on the beach. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, what a beautiful couple. And then I swipe, and then she's just... like, put a photo of her and her best friend into AI and is like, can you turn the girl into the lift into an absolute hottie? And then her boyfriend wasn't actually real. It was really funny when I saw it. I feel like I'm not explaining this very well.
Wait, I kind of get what you're saying. It's like when...
But it tricked me so bad. He looked so real and I was like, good for her. And then it wasn't real. That was really
funny.
That
is so confusing.
Mm-hmm. No. I keep seeing couples trends. It's really annoying.
I hear your TikTok for you, Paige. But what I've been seeing is, like, it will be a couple, and then the girl will take a photo that she's taken with her boyfriend, and ask AI to make him like 4 inches shorter or like the same height.
That's really funny.
Or like the same height as her. And she'll send that to her boyfriend and be like, wow, don't we look so cute? And then the boyfriend will be like, why are we the same height? Like something looks wrong.
It's really funny if you use AI to just troll people. I think that's hilarious.
I think that's hilarious too, but is it worth killing our planet? I don't know about
no.
that. Yeah. The expensive jokes are being made, and I feel like we could avoid that.
Yeah, I agree. I'm trying to find this damn video.
No, I think I know what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, one person looks really, really good.
They were both good looking. I fully believed it. And then it was just her best friend turned into a man.
Oh, I get it now. I get it now. That's like those pranks that people play where they've just broken up with their boyfriend and they make their friend dress up as a man and they post it on their story.
Oh, yeah. Or fake soft launches.
Oh, yes.
With your friends. I want to do that.
That makes me laugh.
That'd be really funny.
But, Emma, do you have any social media trends that you hate?
That I hate? I do really hate seeing couples, to be honest with you. I'm really sick of it.
Yeah, that's not a trend, but like I hope it goes away.
I've watched too many rom-coms this week, and I'm just done.
Really? What have you watched?
I watched When Harry Met Sally today.
Right.
And then I watched all three of the To All the Boys I've Loved Before movies in the span of 2 days. That was not a good idea. That made me just really mad.
Do you like those movies?
They were good. I was just sick of people being in love.
Yeah, okay. I understand that. Ugh. I really don't like Peter Kavinsky, but... Maybe there were
points where I was like, shut up, not everything's about you.
Yeah, like it's never that serious.
Like when she wanted to go to college and like in a different city and then he was like, well, you're being distant from me first because you want to go to New York. Bro, not everything's about you. Like, yeah, like she wants to live in New York.
Yeah, like she wants to live in New York. She doesn't want to break up with you. Like those are two different things.
Yeah. So you know what I mean? In the first movie, I was on board. I was like, this guy's awesome. And then I just got annoyed. I don't know. Anyway, this isn't relevant.
No, I mean, I understand.
Yeah, I've watched too many movies this week. Anyway, social media trends that I don't like. I don't even know anymore.
Social media itself makes me sick, to be honest.
Yeah.
It makes me want to take my phone and shove it up somebody's bum. Because, like... I physically feel it hurting my productivity, if that makes any sense. I pick up my phone and I, like, scroll for 3 seconds and I want to throw up. I want to stop consuming this content. But then again, I'm bored.
Yeah.
And I want to do something.
I go on TikTok far too often, mainly in the holidays, because I just open it when I'm eating. Mm. Like I like watching things when I eat, because otherwise I get bored.
Mm.
So I either, like, watch a movie or I'm on TikTok.
Yeah, I mean, real. But I feel like I've already said this before, but we need more hobbies.
Yeah.
If we had more hobbies, I think we would spend less time on our phones.
Yeah.
But so many hobbies are on our phone or on our devices, and it's, like, hard to escape from that sort of...
Yeah, and I like doing my hobbies while I'm on my devices. Like, I need a multitask. Yeah.
That's even worse. Because I'm like, I like to color and I like to bake, but I also like to have my headphones on and watch a show while I do it.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I need to actually start just doing one at a time.
Yeah, and I keep, like, also going on my phone when I'm watching something on my laptop. And then I don't realize what's going on the show. So I need to, like, that's why I haven't seen any TV shows lately, because I'm like, I need to just watch the show and not do anything else.
Mm.
But then I've had things that I, like, with my textiles project, I had a lot of hand sewing to do. So I was like, I need to watch something while I do it, or else I'm going to be bored.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't want to watch a TV show, though, or else I won't be paid attention to the TV show. So that's why I watched about 8 movies.
Damn.
This week while doing my hand sewing.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
But you know what? Sometimes it's okay. Sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
I'm at that point of short attention span where watching a movie without picking up my phone is, like, productive.
Yeah.
I feel like, wow, I've really done something today, but...
Yeah.
Damn, if you told me 2 years ago I'd watch a movie and feel productive, I would have wanted to die. Yep. So that's probably not good.
Yeah, no.
But this generation is genuinely scaring me. with this AI, this short attention span, it's actually making me want to cry. Because it feels like there's nothing left for us.
Yeah. I feel like we were both born at the right time that, like, we're not susceptible to the draw of AI, but we're also at the point where, like, we're not in the power to save, like, to stop it, you know?
Exactly. I do understand what you're saying.
You know?
Because if we were born before, if we were older right now, then we would love... Wait. Mm. No, I'm saying it backwards. If we were older right now, then we might have been able to do something.
Yeah, or we'd be more distant from it if we weren't in school. Because, like, going to university next year, like, all the safeguards against AI is just going to be more than in high school. Because they take, like, plagiarism incredibly seriously. Like, you can get suspended for that.
As you should.
Yeah.
Plagiarism is bad. We need an education. Before AI, cheating allowed you to study, if that made sense. In order to cheat, you still had to know the material to some extent.
Yeah.
Like, have you seen that TikTok that's like, cheating by memorizing all the content so I can write it down in the exam?
Like, that's what I do in all my subjects.
Like, yes, that is called studying. Thank you so much. So, to the Gen Alpha that came up with that, cheating by memorizing all the answers, yeah. That's called studying and that's what you're generally supposed to do. But even when you used to cheat, you had to find the material and read through it, make sure it's what you needed. You were studying in one form or another. But with ChatGPT, you just chuck your question into there and it gives you the answer.
Yeah. And at least with cheating, it challenged you to be creative in your cheating.
Exactly.
AI is just, it's so easy that it's nothing.
Like, it's not stimulating your brain enough.
And not even in a... you're a bad person way. Like, you're just lazy.
Yes, you're... Yes.
You're not even, like, manipulative or anything. You're just lazy.
Exactly.
That's worse.
I fully agree. You're not villainous. You're not cool.
You're not evil.
You're
not cunning. You're just a loser, I fear.
Yeah, you're just a lazy loser. Wow.
Yeah.
You really got them there. Because...
Boom.
What do you mean you can't even be bothered to read through the top three articles on Google to find your answer? Mm-hmm. All you want to do is ask ChatGPT. And you don't even want to fact check ChatGPT.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen the people, like, on BookTok who were reading books by just getting AI summaries?
What do you...
And they're counting them as like, oh, I've read like 45 books this week. You've read summaries of 45 books.
Are you serious?
And one of them was like a Colleen Hoover book. And it's like, you can't even do that for good books.
Pause. What?
Yeah.
Like,
I keep seeing this.
No, I'm not on BookTok.
I'm not either. It just came up.
No,
I'm scared.
I'm so concerned.
Yeah.
Like, BookTok creators are like, hey guys, welcome back to my channel. I read 45 books. Here are the summaries.
Yeah.
Which is also the only thing I read. I'm so concerned. Because you don't read fictional books just to consume the content.
Yeah. Like, if you're doing that for English, I get that.
Yeah.
Like, it takes a while to read a book for English, especially if it's... it's one that sucks.
Yeah, especially if it's one you don't particularly enjoy.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, you don't just read fantasy and romance books just to consume the content.
Yeah.
You read it to experience the emotions and to, like, have a good time and enjoy it while you read it. Savor the moment. Savor the memories.
Mm-hmm.
And you read it and you feel like you're experiencing the experience.
Yeah.
Like, when I'm reading a fantasy book, yeah, I'm on that dragon. Like, you don't get it, bro. What do you mean you just read a summary? Why would you do that?
And not even like a SparkNotes summary.
No.
AI summary.
An AI. One that was not even made with a human brain.
Mm-hmm. Not even a New York Times review.
A ChatGPT summary. You're actually lying. No, because what benefit are you getting?
I don't know.
Just to say you read 45 books, that doesn't even count.
Yeah.
All you did is spoil the book for yourself. Because you actually have zero other benefits. I'm so concerned as to how this generation moves and thinks. Because it's actually all going down the drain.
Yeah. I'm worried. I'm very worried for the teachers of the future who have to, like, deal with this, but worse.
Oh, God. The teachers are going to become AI. Like, my biology teacher uses AI to make her slides. And we do a quiz every Friday. And it's fun. Mm-hmm. And then, but recently, in the last, like, 6 or 7 weeks, the questions started getting a little weird.
Oh.
And sometimes they didn't make sense. Sometimes there would be repetition questions. Sometimes it would be, like, two questions are the same, but they're just asked in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And we would be like, what the hell? Why are the quizzes getting kind of weird? And then one day she was like, oh, ChatGPT keeps messing up my essay. Pause.
Dude.
You've been using ChatGPT this whole time. I know as a teacher you're busy and you have a lot of things to do. But this is a little quiz. Like, this could be fun to make.
Mm-hmm.
AI is not good for the planet. It's not good for your brain. It's not good for any stimulation that should be happening up there. And overall, I don't think it's good for the students either if we're getting poop quizzes every time.
Mm-hmm.
Makes me sad. Like, in America, I saw this TikTok of this teacher who had made coloring sheets for her art class using AI. And it was like, you know how AI is weird. This is not very...
Did the people have, like, six fingers?
Yeah, like, the people had six fingers. The words didn't make sense. Like, pictures were... It was a cat but a fish at the same time. Like, you know, like, the pictures didn't make sense. And the words underneath it didn't make sense. There were lots of double up of images.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on. You could search up... Like, if it was a picture of a cat, you could search up cat outline coloring in page.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you have it. Like, 80 examples, 80 options.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? You did not waste water. You did your small part in saving the planet. And also, the people who you're doing this for get a nice actual image of a cat.
Yep.
That makes sense.
That's insane. Teachers are meant to, like... be the example for students, you know? So if your teacher is willingly using AI and is, like, open about it, then if you get called out for AI, then you're just like, well, my teacher does it, so
exactly.
How bad is it?
And I understand that it's maybe not the same. Like, oh, you're studying. Yes, but your teacher is setting the example.
My ethics.
Exactly. Like, my work is to do this assignment, and the teacher's work is to make this quiz.
Mm-hmm.
If the teacher is doing their work using AI, why can't I do it?
Mm-hmm.
What's the difference here? And I know she doesn't have to study the quiz, but if AI can tell me all this information when I actually need the information, I'll just ask AI again. So it's really not going to work out like this. Oh, it stresses me out.
Yeah.
Quite a bit.
Oh, my gosh.
I fear that humanity is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Real human work that used to be valued is gone.
Yeah, that's what my drama piece is about.
Oh, gosh.
At the moment.
Please elaborate.
It's a little like a surreal piece with, like, AI being this monster that's tricking people into using it.
Yeah, that's
and
how I
this,
feel.
Yeah, and so there's this narrator. So there's two characters. There's the monster and the narrator who's, like, warning the audience and is like, if you become dependent on the monster, it will no longer be a tool. It will be using you. And that's, like,
agreed.
The whole... That's the whole piece. And then, like, in the end, the monster, like, has this person in its grip. And basically, like... You know Once Upon a Time how they, like, rip the hearts out?
Yes, yes.
That's what the monster does to this...
Oh, gosh.
...imaginary person.
No, because that's literally true. Us asking AI anything is just AI collecting data on how humans communicate.
Mm-hmm.
AI is a monster and it's using you.
Yeah, exactly. That's the whole piece.
Damn.
So yeah, that's real fun.
I'm so afraid. I'm genuinely so afraid. And you know what? Instead of getting any grimmer, deeper, or darker, I think we'll finish off this week right here.
Yep.
This is Samaya
and Emma
over and out.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.